What do you say we move on to Pig Farmer Jr.?
I woke up early and the sun was gone, and the mountain fell into the sea. I looked around and I see the world, but the world looks right through me. I'm gonna raise my freak flag. I'm gonna raise my freak flag. I'm gonna raise my freak flag. I'm gonna raise my freak flag high.
And my first note is almost always the same with Pig Farmer. There's just some awkward phrasing and timing in the vocal lines, and that's the first thing I noticed. Like, on the first verse, there's this line, "and the mountains fell into the sea." And the word "into" is really, like, awkwardly stretched. And I just keep thinking, like, I know that you wrote the lyrics the way you like them, but, you know, they just don't fit reality when it comes time to blending with your harmonic structure that you've got underneath. And sometimes you just need to add a syllable or mess with them slightly so you don't have to stretch out the word "into," which is always an awkward stretch.
So, he didn't really write a lot of these lyrics.
Oh, I know, because that's a Jimi Hendrix thing, right?
Yeah, he more like just put them in a blender and then, you know, and not even blended them up very much, but then, you know, popped them out in sort of a different
order. He didn't hit frappe. It was more like a grind thing. Like,
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that before I started, like, critiquing that line because it's so pat.
I don't like Shakespeare. It's too cliche. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Though this is a Jimi Hendrix song. It's Pig Farmer Jr.'s reimagining of Jimi Hendrix's "If Six Was Nine." And, you know, when you're doing something like that, it's hard because, of course, you know, it's unavoidably, you can't not think about Jimi Hendrix when you're listening to this. And the Jimi Hendrix song is like a zillion times better than this. So if you're going to reference it and essentially just kind of lightly mix around the original lyrics, you should really bring something else to it, like a different take or a different perspective. Or
blend it with War Pig.
You certainly shouldn't work in his genre. You should not be in Jimi Hendrix's genre while you're trying to riff on a Hendrix tune because you cannot measure up.
Absolutely.
This should be an electronic song. This should be a Sprechstimme song. This should be a guy in a guitar. This should be anything other than a fucking rock song if that's what you're doing. I didn't know that's what he was doing. I didn't really recognize that that was a reference. But now that you pointed out, I'm like, why the fuck would you make a rock song riffing on Jimi Hendrix? Because you're just going to be compared to one of the greatest guitarists and musicians of all time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how
it feels. Do you want to get punished?
Yeah, this is a hodgepodge, and the only thing that's remarkable about it is it is so much worse than the original material it's taking from. So, you know,
I listened to it and I didn't know that that was the reference. So when I listened to it and I wrote up my review on the boards, I did not have that in my mind. So this is just a fresh take now that I know that's the riff. I like his heavy guitar, but then, you know, when everything else comes in, the compression just kind of kills the heaviness of it. So he has a snare in stereo, which is fucking stupid. Don't put the snare in stereo. Snare goes straight up the middle. It's just the way it has to be. I like that. He has his hi-hat break, and then later on he says, oh, that was just kind of like a placeholder. Well, don't, if I like it, man, don't tell me that it was just a placeholder.
But, you know, that hi-hat break, I just kept thinking, generals gathered in their masses, and the, you know,
yeah,
the guitar goes,
that's the thing. Right? I said that after. It's like, I like the hat break, but, man, after that, it should hit something really, really hard, and it doesn't. It
kind of
goes, oh, this hat break is really great. Something really nice is going to happen after that. But, bad trombone.
But, yeah, keep the hat break. Use that again, because it was great.
Just make a song of all hat break.
The one thing that you liked about the song was unintentional.
I kind of like his phased out guitar solo, which I thought sounded okay. I mean, it was no Jimi Hendrix guitar solo, but it was probably better than I could do, so I appreciated that.
Yeah, that's how you should judge songs. It's probably better than I could do.
So, good for you, Pig Farmer.
Here's my money. It was better than I could do.
The heart surgery was better than I could do.
better than I could do. Yeah, so who am I to complain? I mean, yeah, my uncle's dead, but oh.
Could I do better? No.
No.
Yeah. Well,